This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A very significant part of the limudim of Reb Chaim were his choivos, his obligatory learnings. I actually have a sefer, it's called HaChoivos, the obligations that the Reb Chaim Knievsky put upon himself. The Reb Chaim was once asked, where did he get the expression choivos from? So he said he got it from his father, the stipler, that's what he called his daily obligatory learnings. Interestingly, Reb Chaim Knievsky's wife, Rabbi Rebetzin Batsheva, also had choivos of what she learned in Sefer Chafetz Chaim and so forth. And Reb Chaim's choivos began at midnight with Tikkun Chatzos. He would learn Zohar HaKadosh. He would do that in privacy and secrecy. He would say a certain amount of Tehillim. Tehillim, he would say one Mizmar. And then when he would finish the Tehillim in the middle of Chodesh Av, he would say 10 prakim a day to be Messiah until Rosh Chodesh Elul. And from Rosh Chodesh Elul, he would say 10 prakim a day to be Messiah twice until Rosh Hashanah. And then during Aser Simei Tshuva, he would finish Tehillim every single day. And then he would learn Nach, a perek a day. Then he would learn Mishnah Brura, 3 pages a day. Then he would learn Rambam, 3 prakim of Rambam a day. Then he would learn Shulchan Aruch, 5 daf of Shulchan Aruch every day. Then he would learn Bavli, 8 blat a day. Now he had days of Chatifos. Chatifos meant that if he finished less than 8 blat to a Masechta, then that day, instead of learning 8 blat, let's say after that blat, that 8 blat, there were another 7 blat left to the Masechta, then he wouldn't do the next day 7 blat and then start the next Masechta. He would finish up. That day was called a Chatifos. He would do 15 blat that day. That was a day of Chatifos. He would learn Toisefta. He would learn, after he finished a parak of Gemara, he would learn the parak of Toisefta that was connected. Then he learned Yushalmi. He would not learn a specific number of daf. He would learn the Yushalmi connected to the Bavli that he was learning. And the entire well-being of Reb Chaim was connected to these choivos. He felt well when he finished his choivos. He felt weak when he still had these choivos on his shoulders. Now this is the most amazing at all. Reb Chaim was once asked, when in life did you begin these choivos? Reb Chaim responded, from age 16. And then Reb Chaim said, the first time I tried it, I couldn't do it. The 8 blat a day was too much. The second time I tried it, the next year, I also couldn't do it. But the third time I was able to do it. Oyoy Menoira, Reb Chaim Knievsky, imagine if he would have given in. Imagine if he would have given up after year one, year two, I can't do it. We wouldn't have had Reb Chaim Knievsky. But the godless of Reb Chaim was his amelus, his yegiah, his perseverance. He couldn't do it the first time, he couldn't do it the second time, but the third time, he was able to put himself on a path. Adler Rakia, Oyoy Menoira, Zuchusa Yogein Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.